WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
When the Grammy nominations were announced recently, Kenneth Babyface Edmonds found himself nominated 12 times, tying the all-time record with Michael Jackson. Babyface got most of his nominations for producing and writing the soundtrack album for Waiting to Exhale. He supplied material for performers as varied as Whitney Houston, Eric Clapton, and Madonna. He's had 51 songs in the top 10, 16 of them going to number 1. Yet rock critic Ken Tucker thinks Babyface's new solo album, called The Day, isn't getting the kind of attention it deserves.
But I know that it's been worth the wait, yeah. Yeah. It feels like springtime in winter. It feels like Christmas in June.
The New York Times recently called him the soul man of suburbia, and for once a New York Times headline wasn't merely banal. If gangster rap represents a kind of youth revolt, the suave, elegant R&B of Babyface is the new soundtrack for a middle class looking to be comforted and reassured. Comfort and reassurance are frequently the inspirations for lots of passive, watery pop music, but for Babyface, they're nothing less than holy grails. Goals to be attained through faith in work that reveals simple beauty.
I was born on the north side of a Midwestern town. There was 9 of us living in a 3-bedroom house. Yeah. Didn't have much money, yeah. We made do, 'cause mama worked all day long and daddy did too. Did all they could. Make sure we had clothes and food, yeah. Went to public schools and we followed public rules. We used secondhand books, oh, I didn't mind the books. Mama taught us early in life, everybody's got a struggle sometimes.
Bring back those simple times, yeah. Yesterday, when a man was a man and a friend.
It's obvious that Babyface is working within a tradition, that of the smooth soul balladeer. There's a lot of Smokey Robinson and Al Green in his voice. Babyface's acknowledged idol, Stevie Wonder, sings a duet with him on this new album. Like the music made by those men, Babyface's songs transcend lovey-dovey cliches through a quiet intensity of conviction. But one reason I like this album so much is that it also represents Babyface's break with that tradition, a striking out on his own. One of the best songs on The Day is also one of its least typical. It's called Talk to Me and uses an acoustic guitar as its hook and finds Babyface lowering his voice to an Elvis Presley-ish growl to achieve his usual intimacy.
What must I say to you to get inside your head, yeah? Why must you always think I wanna get in your pants, yeah? Why always gotta be closest thing to wrong, yeah. Sometimes the only thing a brother need, you need a woman to be strong. I ain't crying, done about run out of tears. But you're the closest thing to heaven, and I need you to be near. Hear me, darling, I can't make it more clear. The only thing that's gonna get me through, yeah.
Babyface had huge successes last year with the Waiting to Exhale soundtrack and the single he wrote for Eric Clapton, Change the World. But his own album is only a modest hit. There's probably a pretty simple reason for this. Babyface's voice doesn't have as much color and drama as Whitney Houston's or Madonna's, but in a quieter way, I think it has just as much power, and that the songs on the day cohere as a modulated manifesto of romanticism.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.